Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast. It's all up in your bomb tag. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quick, if the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the club.
What is up, everybody? He's back. It is the Legion of Skanks podcast. We're coming to you from the creek in the cave in Austin, Texas, everybody.
The Legion of Skanks have returned to the creek and fucking cave.
It's good to see you guys. I'm Big J Okerson, everybody, and the Skanks are all in the house tonight. Of course, we got Davey Smith.
What's up? Thank you.
Oh, I just swallowed that fucking big scream up there.
Dave came out and started doing like, hey, you, oh. He just ate it so hard. God damn it, that was funny.
It touched my chin. I'll tell you that. It touched me.
And of course, to my left, everybody, it is the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez.
In my opinion, this show kicks off Skankfest week. This is it, bitch. We ain't fucking around.
Oh, yeah.
If you guys aren't getting fucked up and getting wild tonight, I don't know what the fuck you're doing, but we're taking over Austin, Texas. Get crazy. Beat up a Joe Rogan fan. Let's fucking do it.
And if you're too much of a pussy to do that, then you must have a job.
I love that we're back at the creek. I'm looking at your microphone. It's covered in blood.
But it's period blood from some artsy comedy show that they have here. Society. Who cares? Art.
Oh, what! I'm so excited to be back.
By the way, if you look around this room, okay, all the pictures and shit that they have out there, these are the exact same pictures that they had in the creek in the cave in Long Island City. And it makes you recognize two things, okay? Number one, no one cares about comedy as much as fucking Rebecca Trent.
True.
Yeah, she fucking...
The godmother of the comedy scene.
She literally is like, there's no one like her. She's the absolute best. And number two, she never factors in shipping costs. Like, just take new pictures. What the fuck is wrong with you? You ship this entire wall from New York City?
No, I know. It's like, well, how else are we going to have a picture of Dan St. Germain 2x2 hanging up? We have two amazing guests on the show tonight, everybody. Everybody, you know her and love her. You know her from the Kim Congdon takeover. You know her from her special childless MILF on YouTube. How about it for the lovely and hilarious Kim Congdon, everybody?
Slim waist, thick cakes, funny jokes, yes, Kim and fucking Condon. Damn, that booty bust, disagree, come and see me in the comments. And tell me who's a...
Give me fucking Congdon. What's up, girl?
What's up, guys? Hey.
Hey.
Hey, how we doing?
And we also have on the show joining us, everybody, my oldest friend in comedy, man. My brother, it is the hilarious Kurt Metzger, everybody.
Like it's hot wax, put it out, all the store, bet you can stop that. Leave a nigga with a hot hat, frontin' like bad boy ain't got tracks. Never stop that. There's no guys looking in this young fly nigga.
You know, even with me not being between you and Kurt Lewis, I still feel like if something gets thrown, I'll get hit again.
That's how
bad. Wait,
I
thought Tony Hinchcliffe got hit last time.
It's true.
It hit Tony Hinchcliffe and he got all, you know, then he started killing them gay guys in the park here.
Can I ask something about that? I keep hearing the story that it's the serial killer here, but I heard for a long time that it's they keep finding like gay dudes in a ravine, but I also heard it's like a drunken walk home and very easy to fall down ravine. I think the serial killer might be like Gravity and drunk gay.
That's the perfect cover to do gay serial murders.
It's true.
It is true.
Have you not seen Cruisin' starring Al Pacino? By the way, I was just, because I forgot the show was tonight. I thought it was at the festival until Alex texted me and asked if I was coming. I was just telling the story because I believe Luis J. Gomez, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jay, he's the only guy to my knowledge that has ever pulled off the old dick in the popcorn trick.
Oh, yeah.
That you might have heard from movies that you thought wasn't real. He did it, and he did it to Big J.
But not only did he do it, Lewis,
it wasn't in the movies. It was in Madison Square Garden.
No.
I took Lewis to, hold on.
I think you guys are having a little bit of a miscommunication here. Okay, so Kurt was saying you may have only heard this ever pulled off in the movies.
How would you even do that?
Lewis's point is that he didn't pull it off in the movies.
Yeah, Jay pulled me off of Madison Square Garden.
No shit. You'll never.
At a fucking Knicks game.
The story's being missed.
And by the way, for any of you guys thinking Patrick Ewing, John Starks, no, this was their bad years, okay?
Yeah. It was very cheap for us to go. We went to a Sixers Knicks game. But wait.
Are you going
to
talk about my basketball, me too?
No, but wait a second. Oh, yes, we are. But first, I want to say, that Lewis, when you deserve credit, you should get it, and everyone's fluffing past the story without. This wasn't the old dick going through the bottom of a tub of popcorn.
That's right.
That's substantial.
It was like Shawshank.
Lewis
gradually dug through.
Lewis got a bag of Cracker Jacks.
Cracker Jacks.
And he put his dick through the bottom of a bag.
Yeah, so you understand the commitment to that, like, first of all, popcorn butter just feels good. Cracker Jacks, sugar, that's never going to feel good on your dick.
No,
that's
a caramel in your dick hole.
Yeah, somehow you made your dick more sticky.
I made it brown and stickier.
My dick was browner and stickier.
But what happened, so keep in mind what the purpose...
I just won a prize.
Well, keep in mind, the move here was... When Lewis kept offering me Cracker Jacks, and I'm invested in the game. Lewis is barely caring about the game. He's waiting, and I mean his
I'm
dick
trying
was
to
in there.
Balance my dick into a Cracker Jack bag right now without anybody noticing.
For 5 minutes, at least.
The day Andy Dufresne got his dick through that Cracker Jack bag was the...
And then I reached over, because Lewis kept offering to me, so I finally just reached over, looking at the game still, and I keep moving around what I'm assuming is a child's prize I don't want.
It was a teenager's prize.
Okay, this is how I was telling it to Jenna, and I was crying laughing, thinking about it, because I just remembered it today.
So I started, so what I'm doing, the motion that's happening, and I'm glad we have this to demonstrate.
You told me.
I'm not looking, I'm doing this.
Imagine that's my dick.
I'm going, I'm trying to move it around, and then I'm just like.
And you're like, ooh, the butter is warm.
And then I'm realizing, like, there's no bottom to this prize. Like, I'm trying to just move it out of the way, and then I just hear, and I look over and I just realize what's happening. And my reaction was immediately, I'm like, dude, we're in a fucking, there's like children around cheering for the Knicks and shit.
It rules.
Do you know what you told me? Okay. Because Lewis first told me he got you with it, but didn't elaborate. I go, did Lewis get you with the dick in the popcorn? I'm like, yeah, dude. And I gave it a few good pulls.
Yeah.
And then you told me, you're like, what is this? And you looked up and Lewis was just doing this.
Yeah.
And then you said you whipped your hand out. And the bag exploded. There was Cracker Jacks and dick.
Lewis, that was a little bit of an exaggeration.
Yeah, that's probably
Lewis,
like a bit
did
of
you,
a you left it in the bag and finished the job.
Yeah. I just jacked him off with caramel.
Did you eat some of the popcorn after? Don't lie.
Yeah, he did. 100% he did.
Yeah, it's my dick. Dude, I'll eat my own fucking dick. Are you out of your mind? I eat my dick on stage every night.
Still doing that old routine.
Well, this was also, by the way, this was a time when Lewis was like, there's $6 for that Cracker Jacks. We're not about
Yeah. He goes, the joke's the joke, but $6 is $6.
Would you not eat food that touched your own cock?
No.
I couldn't see the situation where my food touches my cock.
I can't see the situation where my food doesn't touch my cock.
You always try triple Lindy, you go, you're going to bite a sandwich, and you go, nah.
When you say it like that, it's an interesting question, because I think I speak for most of the crowd when I say, I would never try to make food I want to eat touch my cock, but...
when you eat!
Well, I'm just saying, if you really wanted to eat something, Like, you're like, oh, I've been waiting all day for this. And then it just happened to touch your cock. We'd all eat it.
You like a Winnie the Pooh luncheon.
Wait.
You know what, by the way, Winnie the Pooh, when you're Winnie the Poohing it, do you know what it is where you wear socks and sneakers while Winnie? Wait. It's called the Stephen Collins.
I touch my dick all the time at home. I'll continue to cook. I'll continue to eat. My dick is pretty clean.
Hey, neighbor, give me a high five.
Anybody want hand-rolled meatballs?
Do you wash your hands when you pee at home?
No. But,
Oh, fuck you, Texas, you fucking hillbillies. Like, oh, we always wash our... You fucking cousin fucking...
Well, yeah, because you got fucking manure and a bunch of fucking ranch shit on your hands when you fucking go to touch your wieners.
Yeah.
No, I don't wash my hands. But also, yeah, I guess if my food touched my dick, what happened? Do I like pull the food away and like I find out a little pre-schmutz leaves like a stringer coming off of it or something?
You're not fucking the food.
No, but what if I just have a little pre-something?
It sounds like
there?
We are fucking the food. I got to be honest.
I'm just talking about maybe you just fucking. It's like you have like a fucking taco or something. You give it a little kiss with your dick and then you eat it afterwards.
Some for you, some for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to keep the little guy happy.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm very happy to be back here in Texas.
Of course.
You guys aren't. You're not hillbillies. You're good people. I don't know why I lash out at you guys. I do it just to bother Tony Hinchcliffe. I'm like, Austin sucks. He's like, what? It's the best. I was like, nah, it sucks. It fucking sucks. Mothership sucks. You suck.
My goodness.
Dude, we should go burn the mothership down tonight. For Rebecca, for the creek, dude.
Actually,
Moldoff cocktails through the fucking windows.
How about not that?
Yo, I'm fishing a Rogan and you said that right now.
Go ahead. I don't think we should burn it down. I say we go occupy it.
I have a spot later.
Dude, here's the problem.
Does Kim.
The Joe Rogan...
Please don't ruin it.
The Joe Rogan mothership audience would beat the shit out of the Creek and Cave audience. These people are all sickly.
They're not even... The thing is that you guys are tougher than them, but they know arm bars and shit.
Yeah, dude. Like, you guys are tougher. No. You're tougher mentally. They're tougher physically. That's
dude,
the
they
problem.
Have... Every fucking guy has a Cro-Magnon head at that that's bouncing that club.
Yeah, they're...
They have, like, strong heads.
Yeah, their audience is taking off jewelry before they fight, and these guys have to take off, like, insulin pumps, like diabetes. Like,
no, don't hold my colostomy bag.
Don't kick me in my pump. That's important.
I mean, if they didn't know we were coming and we just fucking ransacked the place, I think we could... And
we
if
always
we,
go
if
outside
we,
and we just go, Rogan.
Come out
Rogan,
and play.
Rogan.
I'm telling you right now, if we lead with Molotov cocktails, we have the upper hand.
All right. We're going to have to teach these guys how to make a fire, but...
these guys are going to get all... They're all going to be afraid of it. They're like, fire!
It burns!
Fire bad! Joe Rogan good!
Oh, dude. Fuck. We could do it, dude.
Yeah, we could definitely do it. They can't put out fires.
Yeah,
fire extinguishers have, like, energy drink in them and shit.
I don't know. The Creek and the Cave crowd, I think, could handle... These look
they're
like...
Scrappier.
These are, like, abused children that grew up.
They're
scrappy. You guys are ready. You guys are like, this is for you, Dad. You know.
Oh, Kim, the girls here could fucking house the girls
fucking,
over there.
Yeah, dude. They look like
for
they
sure.
can beat people's asses.
For sure, for sure.
Oh,
these
yeah.
bitches can survive rabies. Like.
Although this poor girl has a face on, like, we're not going to have to fight somebody, are we? She's like,
yeah, our crowd is very, like, post-apocalyptic. Like, if you guys had, like, baseball bats with spikes through them, I feel like we could really get some shit done.
Oh, absolutely.
They need post-apocalyptic weapons in order to get the job done.
We'd be a great community, and there's so much of us to eat.
I'm watching a cult happen in front of me.
That's perfect. I love it. Well, look, I'm very excited to have everyone on the panel today. It's going to be a really, really great show. The big news that's happening right now is that P. Diddy has officially been arrested. Kurt, you've been...
As you remember, I broke the story on Legion of Skanks.
Well, Kurt...
did break the story on this
Kurt,
show.
Well, Kurt, wait a second. I always tell this. I don't know if I've said it on a show, but it's one of my favorite... when I saw you at Netflix Fest out in L.A., you know, we don't get to see each other very often. And when you came in... We were in a pool, and you took a White Claw out of a book bag, took your shirt off, and walked into a pool, and your first words to me were like, you hear that Meek Mill and P. Diddy fucking video? It's completely real. You know, that's why Usher couldn't sit down for a year. That's why he went to the hospital, because he couldn't sit down for a year.
All news that I know you're interested in.
Very interested, but I just kind of nodded. I was like, I don't remember ever hearing, like, remember that year Usher couldn't sit down. I don't remember that.
Well, that you made up, but...
By the way, Kurt is the ultimate spy because he knew it's like out of a Quiet Place.
Is it
because
he looks like?
Tell the truth, you got to get in the pool. All right. Then once all that noise is going on.
Dave is the ultimate spy because he looks like Groot. Is that his name? Groot. What's the guy's name from Despicable Me?
I think that's
Gru.
It.
Gru. Fuck. Groot is the big tree.
And the problem is Groot's a whole.
He also looks like Groot.
I swear.
He also looks like Groot.
Was Groot a spy?
No, Groot.
I think he was just like a big dumb tree.
Yeah, no. But I'm talking about Groot from Despicable Me.
I didn't see it. I don't have kids,
and I'm not a pedophile.
I was just thinking the tree the whole time, and I went, nailed it. Yeah, that's Kurt.
Guys, you can imagineer me however you want.
For the first year that I knew Kurt, he did just say, I am Kurt to me over and over again. It's the only words he would use to me.
You had to read his emotions. Yeah. You're like, Kurt, why are you so late?
I am Kurt.
I went, we are Kurt.
But Kurt, yeah, you were big on this. You were ground level, anti-P. Diddy.
No, I'm not anti-P. Diddy. I'm just don't. No, I mean, I think it's great what he did.
You're pro-P. Diddy. Okay.
He's pro-Diddy.
Dude, I think it's funny. Here's why I think it's funny that nobody knew how gay rap was. Because you make fun of old people for not knowing Liberace was gay.
The great
and
Wendy
you didn't
Williams
know rap was
known.
Gay.
The great Wendy Williams tried to tell us.
She was the Alex Jones of who's gay. And we didn't listen to her.
Wendy Williams back in the 90s telling us all, Wu-Tang Clan's
gay.
We
were like, shut up, Alex Jones of
this. And it was like, yeah, you're like, you fucking bitchy chick who's angry these guys don't want to fuck
you. You think that's why she's all fucked up now?
I think she's faking to not be killed by the fucking boule.
Oh, she's like, yeah, okay.
You know the boule?
Is that like a
the Black Illuminati.
Oh.
I think we always knew diversity would destroy the Illuminati.
The bootleg?
No, not the bootleg. The boule, which is the bootleg Illuminati.
Boule?
Boo?
Can I'm sorry. I hate to be...
Lay.
I don't want to ruin this boule bit. Can we turn off the air that's blowing directly on my bald head right here? This is the fucking worst place for an event. I am freezing right now.
Dude, I would give anything to have air blowing on my bald head.
What a lady's complaint. What?
Hey, Greta Thunberg over here doesn't like the weather.
Alex, do you have a shawl maybe that you could throw over Lewis's shoulders?
It's fucking freezing. It's crazy.
I'm going to catch my death in here.
It's a vent that's exactly the shape of my head.
Oh my. I mean, what's happening? Are we cooling off the whole neighborhood?
We don't do chants here. We're Kill Tony.
It looks
now
like
bring out a retard.
I'm gonna.
Thank you.
I'm gonna light myself on fire to become a Kill Tony regular. That's my path to millions of dollars.
I do a behind the back impression of one of those guys, but it's.
Which guy? We can do it. This will be. We'll put this out.
Do you mean one of three guys with a Tyrannosaurus arm before me? No, I mistook one guy with that for another guy with that. And somebody goes, that's embarrassing. That's like thinking two black people look alike. No, it's not. I've seen more than one black person at once in one spot. I've never seen 14 mutated pterodactyl arms at one thing.
Dude, we just found a new audience, which is the Austin, Texas Furious with Kill Tony audience.
Lewis, if you'll help me.
I'm pro Kill Tony.
If you could do what when I type, when I actually I'm typing, It's that kid. I don't know his name. But when you type into the machine, if you could just, let's just do a simple, why the chicken crossed the road.
Okay.
And then when I type again, slowly be like in robot voice to get to the other side. But the impression's my face and what I'm doing. Ready?
Okay. Why did the chicken cross the road?
That's the guy that I mistook for the other guy.
Wait, you're gonna miss the best part.
More drool.
Let's start over.
Sorry.
Why did the chicken cross the road? To get to the other side.
Yo. Jay, okay.
So, oh my God, you are a fucking genius.
Hold on.
So people will want to watch 3 hours of that.
It's like before Stern sucked. Now bring out the next retard, make a show called that. Another guy that went up there had that. I was thinking of jokes he could say when he was up that I wanted to tell him, right? And he was like, hey, you want to know how I got like this? My mom smoked during an abortion was the joke. I wanted to give him that line. I'm telling you the real story. Not the guy you're doing an impression of, another guy. Okay, so
that's
I run down.
Joke.
Yeah, I didn't want to. That guy, and the guy was funny. Him saying it would be great. So I run down to find him. Well, guess what? His legs weren't retarded because he had run right out of there. Okay, he was gone. So I was like, that's a good line. I want to tell him. So then Aaron, the guy you're talking about, came in, but I didn't really know Aaron that well. I thought I just saw arm. I go, so my hand, like, oh, good, he's here. I could tell him, he's like, dude, here's the line I got. Here's how my arm got this way. Now, I genuinely thought it was this other guy. I didn't know Aaron doesn't talk. So he's just looking at me while I'm saying this to him. And then fucking, what's his name? Ahmed goes, that's a different guy, dude.
Did he go like this? Did you just talk and he went?
Yes. And I thought he was fucking with me.
Huh?
He's looking at me. Hassan corrects me. He goes, that's a different guy. And then he hits the thing. And I go, you fucking don't talk. What the fuck is happening here? How many of you are there? I don't know. I mean, I literally freaked out. That's like the third guy.
Well, at together it's like one, but...
At MSG...
Yeah, how do they call black people 3/5 of a person? I'd be offended if I were you, sir. And they get away with calling these guys full people? That's fucked up.
At Madison Square Garden, they had like a pen with a gate in front of the door for all the handicapped comics in the back. They were just grazing and smelling each other's injuries.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You could feed them and pet them. They were really nice.
Yeah, you could touch them. But it's at your own risk. You put something, your hand in that room, it might not come out.
Yeah. All right. Hell yeah. We'll take that, retards. No one's safe. Yeah, right?
Nobody's safe.
Yeah. How are you going to be? You can't be mad at us. You should be mad at God for what he did to those people.
This is a God's fault.
Listen,
GF.
If you're offended, know that at some point Lewis will be making a call to the family of someone with a Tyrannosaurus arm and developing a beautiful relationship where they talk every Christmas.
All you got to do is, honestly, all you got to do is talk to them and be their friends, and you can really make fun of them as much as you want.
I'm just kidding, big guy.
I know, Lewis.
They get so excited. It's such a good feeling.
Yeah.
He made you realize you were the handicapped one.
I turn them one gomite at a time.
You take it right to the people.
What exactly? P. Diddy got arrested. What did he do that was so wrong? Explain it to me.
He's Epstein.
What did he do? He threw parties?
No, dude, it's a blackmail opera. Like Hugh Hefner in the Playboy Mansion, same deal.
So he was blackmailing people.
So it's Hugh Hefner before Diddy. That's where Bill Cosby was. Most of his rapes are from the Hugh Hefner Playboy parties.
Duh.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, there was rape at the Playboy Mansion? Whoa! Wowzers!
You call yourself a Playboy? And on Thursday night.
Hold on, Kurt. I'm sorry. Because even me, I knew kind of the Epstein thing was a blackmail scheme. And then I heard about Puffy. I call him Puffy because I'm from the 90s. And that's what we call him.
Dude, he changes his name when he has a new crime. So every time a new crime happened, that's why his name changed.
Yeah, but at the same time...
I bet he started sucking dick when it was Puffy. And then he was like, it's too close. We got to go somewhere else.
All I'm saying is that if you're a fan of Biggie Smalls or you're a fan of Puffy, I can respect you. If you're a fan of Diddy, you're a faggot. So you're not my peel. That's not what hold on. But Kurt, so I knew that fucking, what the Epstein thing was. And then I heard that Puffy had fucking video cameras in every room. So I assumed that was also a blackmail ring. But I never knew Hugh Hefner was. Is that what the Playboy Mansion was?
Dude, what do you think America's built on? It's not that.
I don't know.
There's just a really cool guy? You think there's just some really cool guys? I ain't come fuck at my house.
Guys, if you're going to do that, at least give me a chance to answer. He asked me what I think America's built off. All right. Gold and slavery. Now, what do you...
The same as what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right.
How do you enslave people? Well, blackmail's a good way.
So Playboy was always just basically doing the same thing.
The mansion in the grotto. Diddy bought his old house because it has underground tunnels.
Nice.
Yo, you can look this up. In Newsweek, you can look this up.
Is Diddy Hamas? Because if so, I'm on his side.
What? Listen, I'm going to tell you some good shit if you stop interrupting with nonsense. With absolute nonsense. No, he's New York tunnel Jews. Are we happy? So every Thursday, I found this, looking it up. Every Thursday at the Playboy Mansion was pig night. Instead of bunnies, they had pigs.
It was Legion of Skanks night?
They did our bit. Legion of Skanks did it first. Pigtails? No, it's chicks you could raw dog that they test, like hookers. They brought them through the tunnels, and famous people come fuck whores in the underground thing.
Oh, they weren't ugly?
No, they're just...
That's not as much fun.
Okay. Hold on. I'm getting to the fun. The fun's really fun.
Yeah.
While everybody's fucking, there's a chick dressed like a nurse that comes around with a syringe. This is Newsweek. And she's called the bleeder. And she comes up and draws blood out of you while you're fucking. Okay. Doesn't tell you why she's doing that in the article. I had to go find that.
You're just hard, so it's hot.
No, it makes you like come harder.
Yeah, you're like
some weird gay shit where you come harder.
Dude, when my balls are full,
but not just
anything,
that.
Yeah, anything is hot.
Kurt, my only question with these things is why is the information always coming from someone wide-eyed and screaming at me while they're vaping?
Because I know it and you don't, motherfucker. I wish I could sit there with fucking Buffalo Wild Wings brain and my goddamn hair dyed period red. I go, hey, what are you talking about? This is what happens when you know stuff.
It makes your brain go goo-goo.
And now you're going to have to know stuff. Why should I have to be the only one?
That's the anger behind it. Because you guys should know stuff.
If you know stuff, you need to get it out angrily so other people can take the burden.
Can I tell you something about the horribleness of learning?
Kurt's the giver.
I want to, it's like, knowledge is like AIDS, and I want to spread it. Because I'm bitter that I have it. Wow. Get it?
No one ever goes, dude, you know the earth is flat?
No, but I admire that, because that's such a retarded argument, that I like the vehemence. Where they're like, they call you a globe-tard, dude. You know what, if you believe there's a globe, they call you a globe-tard. That's how low they think you are.
Yeah. Globe-tard.
I thought you were just body shaming him.
Dude, go on their website. It says the earth is flat. Get over it. I will eventually.
Dude, I would be over it the second I found out if it was true.
Yeah, it won't take me long.
Go, oh, all right. That seems weird. I didn't know that.
A lot of people in on a plot that doesn't affect me on any level.
Does that change flight times or no?
There's a big compass is behind it, as I suspected. Dude, it's always some Catholic dipshit that's a Catholic thing. I swear to God, that comes out of Catholics. If you're Catholic, sorry, but that's who pushes that.
Can we get back into the needle coming thing?
Yeah, what happened here?
So I'm you waiting. Draw your blood at the pig... Okay, it makes you come harder, right? But also, now they got a vial of an important person's blood. What do you do with that?
Horny
all
blood.
Kinds of stuff. You could spray it on the walls in a crime scene. Maybe you do some cloning. They keep your blood. So the blackmail has been going on since the FBI.
Can you pause for a second? What? Where did you hear this? Was it from an old guy with no teeth at a bar?
Look. Do you want? Look. If you want, we'll go through all my footnotes of the many thousands of books I've read in my life.
But about Pete Diddy?
You read this in a book?
No way.
What look, book was you, look, you don't gotta know shit. You don't gotta know nothing.
Guys, but, all right, stop. If Kurt's gonna make these points, give him a second. He read this in the notorious B.O.D.
What?
Sorry, I fucked that up.
Wow. All right.
Okay, look.
No.
Can I tell can everybody this? You don't gotta just, know shit.
Can we sit in that bomb for a second? Can we just feel it?
What?
It was like a moment of silence, like somebody died.
The people are still with me. They know. They know that was code.
You dog whistled.
Dave told that joke in honor of Brody Stevens. He's going to have a nice moment of silence
for him. He was a fucking legend. All right, guys? So, anyway, Kurt, where
Who's
were you?
Who's the person who came out about P. Diddy Party Bleeders? Because that seems like a weird thing to introduce to a hip-hop audience.
No, that's Hugh Hefner.
Oh, this is Hugh
that's
Hefner.
That's Playboy Mansion.
Gotcha, okay.
Okay, so that's a CIA thing, the Playboy Mansion, to blackmail people. You know how, who's the guy who invented the FBI? Hoover, J. Edgar Hoover.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So remember they used to say there's no such thing as the mafia? Did you know?
Let him cook.
Did you know they used to say the mafia is made up, like the Illuminati? That's what the FBI used to say.
Yeah.
Okay, that's because J. Edgar Hoover was being blackmailed for being gay. You see The Godfather, they kind of show you the whole how the thing works.
Was he at P. Diddy's parties?
Is this the oil we've been fighting at war over? What's going on?
It's like... all right.
Kurt, stop condescending us. This is crazy.
I'm sitting here...
But we're listening to you, and we agree that maybe there's something to it, but you can't look at us like we're lunatics when you're talking about blood orgies.
I'm talking about real shit. She just asked me some bullshit. I don't even remember what the fuck Dave said, but it sucked. Nah, you condescending first because you don't like what I'm saying to you. And I'll tell you another thing.
I love what you're saying.
Stop painting your goddamn nails like a woman. Let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Damn.
You could do it. I don't care. I felt piled up on.
No, by the way, Kurt, the only thing you're misreading here for sure is you're wrong. I love everything you're saying. I just find it to be like, I don't know how this trickled down from someone doing this wacky shit to you that I haven't heard. I believe you.
So
I
just hear out the whole thing and don't interrupt it.
No.
So going back a long way, everything's built on blackmail. Do you understand?
Sure.
So every time there's an operation... That
That's the first entire... word Lewis has understood this whole time. He's like, blackmail, I know that one.
Yeah. Okay. So
but Lewis thought it was two words. You think he's talking about blackmails?
Yeah, I think we're talking about slavery. What are we talking about?
No, not
the entire country. The entire country was built on blackmails.
Not half black males from Puerto Rico.
I'm Afro Latino.
Not, dude, did you see somebody trash you with a fake thing that you're pretending to be Eric Andre?
Oh, total bitch.
Total bitch. He's great.
Oh no, don't even mention it, dude. That guy have a lawsuit against him. So,
I consider it stolen valor pretending to be the brother of Eric Andre.
I'm gonna take that guy down, dude. The total bitch channel. We're gonna edit this out of the podcast. We're not giving that guy any shine.
He'll be crushed for his actions.
Oh yeah, he'll be hearing from my Jew lawyers. Yeah,
we copyright strike in this fucking. And this friend group.
All right, so anyway.
Anyway, Diddy's, why do you think he was allowed to operate like that? It's just like Whitey Bulger or something. The feds and the intelligence agent, or Epstein, they let him go because he's intel. They're all the same thing. It's a blackmail thing to get him incriminating shit on important people, which they have, and that's why it's allowed to go on. Is that hard to understand?
No.
No, but what important people do you think were like, I mean...
All your favorites.
But like, yeah, not like...
Marilyn Manson?
Not like old white men going like, okay, come to P. Diddy's freak off. Doesn't seem like he would be showing up for that.
Some people went to Hugh Hefner. Some people went to Epstein Island. Some people go to Bohemian Grove.
So everybody goes, they have every corner of the the famous and powerful people covered.
Well, think of what degenerate you are. Now imagine
if I had a million.
You have all the money.
If I had, and I mean this, if I had $75,000, I'd be a pedophile. $75K, so I would fuck kids right now.
You only need $25K for the lawyer.
Yeah, dude, let's go. I don't need to be powerful and have millions and millions of dollars, dude. Give me $75K, tax-free, let's go.
First of all, you show a child a bank book with $70K in it, they walk in your van.
Yeah, do you know how much candy?
You don't have to grab right? anything.
Do you know how much candy $75,000 can buy? How many Tootsie Rolls can $75,000 buy? They're a penny a piece.
Millions.
75,000 times one penny. What is that? That's wild.
Did you watch the Nickelodeon fucking...
Watched it. I studied it.
But do you remember when we... Jay, you might. When we were young, Nickelodeon was about dumping goo on kids' faces.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It was the money shot.
It was called You Can't Do That on Television. And I know why it's called that, because they were like, you can't bukkake a child.
Yeah.
On.
They were like,
but they
that's
did.
All we wanted.
But
that's all
did.
We wanted when we
on
were children.
On your knees, Alanis Morissette.
I just wanted to get onto, what was it? Was Double Dare. You'd get slimed in Double Dare as well. So that was like the dream.
Yeah, you slime a little girl right in front of her dad.
There was never a single Puerto Rican on the game of Double Dare in the history of Double Dare.
And it was probably green, so they could make it white in post.
Hey. Oh, yeah, that's right.
They green screen.
Whatever you want.
Sorry to be a producer about it.
Give it up for Kim.
That's a fair point.
Puerto Ricans are too lazy to search for a flag through a bunch of bullshit. I'm not going in there. In there.
I'm not
going to
pick that big nose.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not putting my head in that giant fucking mouth.
Dude, they used to ask for feet videos from kids.
Yeah.
And you could send in feet videos and maybe be featured on TV.
Featured? Yes. I love it. I love a solid pun.
No, the guy who ran the whole thing, Dan Schneider guy, his house, his pool was... The pool was the sole of the foot, and then he had five descendingly smaller hot tubs.
Nah.
The hot tubs were the toes.
Yeah, pull up Dan Schneider's pool. It exists.
It's wild.
Diddy's just sitting in it.
Google Earth it. Diddy's like,
yo, do you know the basketball? Okay, and it really, I think, relates to the basketball player story as well.
Please.
Okay.
Can we get Kurt an energy drink?
Sure.
Just like
if it's the player, I think you said it was. He's from the islands, though, so it's a different culture.
Yes, he is. He is from the islands.
Yeah. So what happened?
Like Obama's chef that died naked paddleboarding in 4 feet of water. Remember they used to say Obama was Muslim and shit, but now the rumor is his wife's a man? Who saw that coming? I just thought she worked out. So I don't follow basketball at all. Okay? I'm at the mothership.
It follows you, it seems.
Dude, by the way, this is not a Me Too. I'm gonna make that clear. But it is what happened.
So you see
I'm waiting to do my spot in the little boy room of fat, you know, at mothership.
Yeah, you were
Alonzo Bowden is there. You know Alonzo?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Alonzo Bowden is talking to another comic about flat earthers, and he goes, if you're a flat earther, that's all I need to know about you.
And you're my best friend.
No. No, he didn't mean it like that. Which, like, that's obnoxious. So I was like, I mean, dude, women have dicks now, so I mean, anything's possible, you know? You know, I just want to point out, women have cocks, so I mean, don't look down too hard on the flat earth guy.
Yeah.
You know, if you had to stack up what sounds fucking more retarded.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Punishment should fit the crime, for sure.
Okay.
Flat earther girl
it's
talk.
Not,
so
it's
then,
it's not the best defense of flat earthers, but it's pretty good. Yeah.
I would say right
they're
to Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Of fucking...
Okay, so then he goes, I keep brought up something. He goes, you don't have to believe some kind of thing, but he made it like racial really quick. He goes, a black man's always got it harder. Like out of nowhere. We're not talking about anything with that.
I'll be honest though, when I do think about the earth being flat, I go, you know who's gonna be fucked over by this the most? The black man.
Probably.
You know?
Why?
You know,
because they'll never be able to jump over
like
the earth.
Basketball.
He got fucked over on the round earth, he's gonna get fucked over on the flat earth. The black man.
Now he has to learn to swim around corners.
Yeah. Okay. So I go do my spot, and I come back to the room, and Alonzo's like, hey, man, I didn't mean nothing by it before. It was all good, right? And then his friend comes in. Now, again, I don't know anything about basketball, but a guy's like a legend. His name's Tim Duncan.
Oh, man.
Tim Duncan.
By the way, I don't know.
I know nothing about basketball, and I've heard of the name.
I know nothing about this story, but I know Kurt's about to get dunked on. All right.
Yo,
you're not getting a rebound. That's
okay, now look, that picture, when he came in, he had these...
It looks like Black Kurt.
Like what?
Also, the logo looks like a legs open with a butthole ready to be fucked. So.
Maybe it's Liberace.
Hold on. You might be onto something.
Yeah, Liberace-like.
Okay. Liberace gay. Yup. Okay, so he had long-ass braids. Mm-hmm. So there's five guys with him, like he has an entourage.
He's
okay?
He had hamburgers.
What?
Five guys.
He's like gray now, right? He's all gray.
He had gray dreads like a wise...
Yeah.
He worked in Zion at the Matrix.
He was the DJ.
Him and Cornel West have long conversations about the robots. By the way, he's like seven... He's enormous. He's like seven feet tall. He's kind of willowy, but he's like a giant, okay?
Kurt, you're a giant.
I know, and I was like Iverson compared to real players, yeah. Right?
You're like the big friendly giant. You're not as big and mean as the other giants.
Oh, I found that out. So... I'm talking to a friend of his. There's like it's like four different race like athletes and one rich kid from Santa Fe guy that looks like Dan Bilzerian kind of look. Mm-hmm. You can pick out a rich kid guy that's my age because he looks like Dan Bilzerian. So I was talking to him, and I'm talking this crazy shit I like to talk about. I made a joke about, I go, do you want to know the secret 33rd degree Freemason knowledge that you get at the top? Do you know what it is?
Wait, you said it to him?
I'm saying this to his friend. We're just fucking around talking. I go, here's their secret. A hole's a hole. That's a joke, okay? I'm making it, but it is their secret, by the way. By the way, that is the real secret.
It's also your opening conversation with a new person, right?
Yeah. It was in this case. Okay. Yes, okay. It was. Okay. It absolutely was.
That is a crazy opener.
No, it's not. I'm in a Joe Rogan club with the most Rogan-y looking motherfucker. Like, of course it's not.
It is true. You can lead with that.
I couldn't have been more appropriate. So I'm talking to him, and then fucking Tim Duncan. I don't care how you feel. I don't know you. Sorry. So I'm talking to this guy. Tim Duncan comes in, okay? I'm on the couch. Tim Duncan plops down next to me.
Oh, man, and then he hits a fucking bank shot. Am I right?
No, well, if by bank shot you mean he's like staring at me.
Oh, okay, that's not the same.
Yeah,
that's not what he meant.
That's what we call a bank shot.
So I didn't understand what was happening at all, okay?
Kurt, by the way, Kurt, you're also always perpetually staring, so it's just two guys staring at each other?
No, I'll tell you what it was. So I'm looking,
Kurt has
I'm
very
like...
Starry eyes.
Oh, I wish you had Tim Duncan do to you what he did to me. So I'm talking to him, and I'm thinking the way he's looking at me that I talk shit on, like, one of his friends or something, okay? And I'm like, yeah, so anyway, and it got, like, weird. And I try to go talk to the other guy, not look at him. He's staring at my head the whole time.
How far away?
Next to me, like okay. Where Kim is.
All right.
And I look, and he's just sitting there looking. He goes, how much money you make a year?
If it's $75,000, you could fuck children, Kurt.
Yo.
I'm going to tell you right now, dude.
Okay.
By Louis J. Law.
So I still
if I'm president?
Yo. So Alonzo... And four guys, or five guys, are sitting on the couch across, and one of them goes, come on, man, that's a weird thing to ask someone.
What size sneakers you wear?
No. Yo, I wish that was the next question, but that's not the next question.
I mean, Kurt, I think this guy was just trying to get you a better contract.
Well, that's what I thought at first, too. Okay.
He's like,
so
yo,
then,
man, are you
do you want to hear the story, or you want to say the worst jokes I've heard during my story? Do you want to hear my trauma or not? Thank you. Can I get a White Claw up here?
No, okay. Kurt, we're going to continue to tell bad jokes now, even more. It's going to be at an alarming rate.
This is where what you said, I think, comes in. So there's a waiter that works at Mothership that looks like a kid. Like they got every disease you can imagine working there. So this guy comes in that looks like he's 12. And everybody's like, what the fuck? There's a kid in the green room. Okay, so while they're distracted, Tim Duncan... I'm going to demonstrate on Kim Quinn, not how he did. Grabs the back of my neck, Like a Sherrod Small massage?
That's not scary, Kim.
No, dude, this guy can palm my entire back. Thank
That's
you.
A Puerto Rican proposal.
That's cool. Oh, I swear to God. So he grabs the back of my neck and deep massages my, and I'm like, oh, that's weird. I don't, but he's got big hands, man. I'm looking at him. I'm looking at his eyes. And he's like he's got one of those Owen Benjamin gigantism foreheads, but he's got like little sweetie pie eyes. So I'm like, what's happening? And I had been complaining that my neck hurt when I was in there before. So,
oh shit.
I didn't want to make it weird. You know, I want to be cool.
He accidentally did everything that a girl does wrong.
Yeah, no, I became a girl. Yes, no, I, yeah. Yo, so he's grabbing my neck like this, you know, and then he goes, you know what I'm thinking about right now? And I go,
fried chicken.
Would that would have been the answer. No, I go, I'm trying to keep it lighthearted, exactly what you just said.
Fucking my butt?
No, I go, dude, I would never ask a man what he's thinking about while he's grabbing my neck. To be funny, nobody laughed. They just were looking.
He just kept staring at you.
He was just disappointed.
And then he goes, okay. Then he took his hand off me. It went on for a while. It felt like. Then he leans across my lap and brushes his elbow. He's got like a condor arm span, you know? So he just leans over my fucking dick over my lap like this and points at my phone on the table. He goes, what's that? He knows what a phone is, dude.
Probably.
So, dude, I know.
Probably.
Right in that moment, okay, I suddenly understood what was happening. Because they were talking about his kids and his wife, so I didn't know he's gay, right? So, meanwhile, his friends that spoke up how weird it is that he asked how much money I make a year, they're just sitting there like nothing's happening while all this weird fucking physical activity is going on.
Every woman here is like, so what's the crazy part?
Yeah.
The homosexuality, Kim.
That's just
like,
that's
God, Kim.
I've heard this story four times. That's my every Tuesday.
I'm a white man. But a Puerto Rican girl.
You're right.
I'm not now. Now I'm not.
It really is just a story about you getting hit on by a gay guy.
Wait, but hold on. Yeah, no, it's not a Me Too. Look, hey, the guy, the heart wants what it wants. I don't blame him. He's not made of stone. I'm a beautiful man. But what's weird...
You've also gotten so
weird.
Romantic during this at times.
Wait,
you know?
Dude, I got up when I realized. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. And I had a Jeter, you know, those old mini joints, a Jeter man bag that was free. So I grabbed my man purse and finished my white cloak. I go, all right, good to meet you guys. And I ran out like Jodie Foster from that fucking pinball. Okay? And I'm not, dude, I was like, what just happened? In my head, I'm going, what just happened? And two white guys that worked there were coming up the stairs. I go, hey, what was the name of that basketball player? And one dude goes, Tim Duncan. By the way, he's gay. And I go, I know! And I stumble outside.
I'll tell you what just happened. You walked away from fucking half of a lot of NBA money, dude. You could have fucking got it.
Nah. He didn't offer no money. His ex-wife that accused him of being gay, she got $6 million. Yeah, he didn't pay me no money. I'm telling you, he's gay.
I'm sorry.
Good for him. And thank you for the validation. But here's my issue.
Well, By the way, he did rub your dick. You could sue him.
All of his friends were aware. Were they just having like a, oh, Timmy doing his thing?
So this is how gay sports fans are. If you love the guy, all his friends are straight. Just sit there and pretend he's not gay while he does this. What do you think? I'm such a special treat that I'm the first guy? His whole thing is, why would a gay guy be doing that with me? Because I look like I'm not gay.
What?
So they sit, yeah. I look like I'm not gay.
It's you're so manly, you think that's what it is.
No, I can't dress. I have no grace. I look like a straight guy. And if you look up Pornhub's number one porn searches for all genders and sexes, the number one gay guy porn search in America is straight friend, straight guy that doesn't think he's gay. Straight. That's the number one fantasy.
That's a good mental twist to make yourself not feel like you were leaving them on in some way.
Like I was what?
Yeah.
That you weren't leading him on? You're like, no, he wanted me. I wasn't giving any signals.
Dude, my girlfriend...
You started
fucking...
with a hole as a hole.
My girlfriend... No. Yo. That's exactly what happened. She's right. Because he walked in. She's dead right. Because he walked in on me saying that, This motherfucker goes, oh, this guy gets it. That, he heard me say that. That's exactly what happened.
Right, yeah.
What I want to know is, if the four of you were sitting there watching this, the next day or during that, you wouldn't have made fun of me or made a joke or been like, hey, you hook up with Tim Duncan. Every gay comedian I know would say something to be funny. Alonzo Bowden didn't even bring it up the next... Alonzo was sat there staring at it the whole time.
Wow.
So because he's gay. That's the real story.
Okay. Listen, obviously, in this crowd, we have a lot of dudes who have done gay shit. And...
Yeah, they're on the dais with me.
No, listen. I'm saying, my point is that...
I got a high tolerance for gay chicken. I hang out with you guys.
No one's judging you, Kurt, okay? The guys
I felt like
crowd,
you were.
The guys who have done gay shit, they didn't do it with someone who was good for 20 and 10 every night. You know what I mean? So...
The guy was a monster till his last day on the court.
I passed up
a beautiful thing. There's no question. Why is his friends... You would just hang out with a guy, pretend he's not gay for 20 years because he played basketball.
I hang out with Tony Hinchcliffe. What are you talking about?
Dude, Kurt.
We all turn a blind eye to that.
But he's not the leader of you.
I want to commission a painting of a bed with tiger stripe silk blankets.
Nice.
And Tim Duncan with a remote control with his shirt off, and you sitting next to him like this.
Being a real prude in a cock tease. I should check my signals.
If it was Iverson, actually, I would have been mad at you for not fucking him. But it's a San Antonio Spurs, so fuck him.
Right, yeah, the fuck cares about the Spurs?
All right, I think if we're trying to sum all of this up, we asked what Kurt's proof of P. Diddy being guilty was, and the proof is that Tim Duncan sucked Kurt's dick. So
no.
And that's
but Kurt Metzger will not be blackmailed. He's telling you that Tim Duncan sucked his dick.
Hey, Tim Duncan, are you out there? Well, Kurt's not afraid
of you.
Do you
think that I would be ashamed?
I got your back. I got your back, Kurt.
Thank you.
Kurt's not afraid of you, Tim Duncan.
I'm just trying to have a pineapple watermelon vape and a White Claw in peace.
He put his dick in a bucket of fried chicken.
No, what I'm saying is, look. If you live in Austin, they got like 48 gay pride parades a week here. Why is anyone in the closet still? What's with all these closet motherfuckers in this day and age? It's very strange.
Well, Tim Duncan's got like a legacy behind him. He's probably worried about fucking up.
Well, if I knew he was gay, then it wouldn't have been so fucking weird.
Yeah, also, well, you didn't know he was even a basketball
player. If he's openly hitting on guys with big fucking mouths, you think it wouldn't be that much of a
secret?
Listen,
if you're going to grab a guy's neck and start telling him a bunch of wacky shit like that, like, you're taking that chance that he's going to not like it.
He wanted to be the top, right? I wasn't going to be the top in that. We know that. That's...
You don't know that for sure.
The way he grabbed my... You tell me the dude that grabs your neck is not the top?
What if he leaned in and he just goes, fuck my butt. You never gave him the chance.
I would have...
I'd like to think that if I was gay, I'd be both a top and a bottom. Just depending on the night.
Dude, you know how big this guy is? You got to get a bucket.
Like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, one week on the top.
Let Lewis think for a second.
Yeah. Go ahead. Gotta let him work.
Shut up, everyone. All right, go ahead, Lewis.
Yeah, like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'd be the top. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, be the top.
But does it have to be
Thursday, Friday, happy days?
Then every other Sunday, we would switch.
All right.
The weekend comes, I take my thumb, shove it inside my butt. These days are all...
Everything Lewis does, like, no matter what Lewis is doing, he does it like a divorced dad. So he's going to do Monday, Wednesday, and every other weekend, all right?
And if he can't show up, something came up.
Ah, shit. My gay sex schedule is the same as my schedule with my son.
Well... He goes, well, no, it's got to be opposite.
He's trying to tell you he has $75,000.
Dude, Baby James called me out recently on, he used to listen to me have sex. He said it recently. He was like, yeah, Dad. He was like, all the time I would hear your bed squeaking when you and Jenna were in the bedroom. And I was like, what? You knew that? He was like, yeah, I knew what was going on.
Dad, you come quick.
It's good, Sam.
That was like half a song. It's okay.
Guys,
it's okay.
It's not any.
It used to be that you sang like Mary had a little lamb to him, and instead he just had to hear you.
Good night, baby. Good night, baby angel.
Daddy
I'll see you in the morning. Papa, will see you in the morning. I'm about to go blow this bitch's back out.
You listen to Daddy's strokes. You go to sleep to Daddy's strokes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay?
Yeah. This is a confession. Dad, I've been going to bed for the last 5 years counting pumps. 1, 2, 3.
When he can't sleep, Lewis came early. Oh, come on, Dad.
It's Pop, can you guys go again? I can't fall asleep without the noise.
It's his white cum noise.
Let's stop throwing out chants.
Lewis, you're the chant guy.
No, I know. You can't just throw out the chants
guy,
for
he's also the chant killer.
Well, no, I'm not.
Let him know.
You can't just throw a fucking chant out for anything. Make it a fucking big fucking joke.
Lewis, they're sorry they haven't chanted for you directly enough.
No, they've chanted a couple times.
Chant for Lewis, yes.
No. That's not what I'm on.
Lewis!
These are meaningless chants. The point I'm making is that they're meaningless chants. They mean nothing. Your chants mean nothing. You suck. Kick him out right now. Please kick him out right now. Violently remove this guy right now. He's fucking pissing me off.
Violently remove this guy.
Lewis, I
also remove this guy. He's in shape me. He's pissing me off. Get this guy the fuck out of here. And get in shape Harrington out of here as well. Get the fuck out of here.
I believe in this chant for Lewis because I feel Tony Hinchcliffe chants have gotten out of hand.
It's a lot of chants.
Tony Hinchcliffe's pro wrestling thing when it comes on has gotten way out of hand. And it's time for Lewis J. Gomez. It's time to get a Lewis J. Gomez, Stone Cold Steve Austin, anti-hero, if you will, to take this down.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Lewis is going to dominate Austin. You want to do plugs?
Oh, yeah. Let's do some plugs, and then we have a little bit more time here. This is
Kurt Metzger. What are you plugging, my man?
I'll be at Skankfest coming this very month.
Hell yeah.
Jimmy Dore Show, etc. I'm starting a show with Dave Lucas, too.
What's that? What's Jerry starting?
We're calling it Low Value Mail, but fucking Danny Polnicek and Ryan have it. So now I got a fucking title.
A stand-up show or a podcast?
Podcast, Low Value Mail.
Nice. Kimberly?
KimCongdon.com for show dates and Childless MILF on YouTube. The Kim Congdon Takeover, this bitch. I'll see you at Skankfest. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
I can't wait for the David Lucas, Kurt Metzger podcast. The two most likable men in comedy in one podcast.
It's called Low Value Males.
Holy shit. Come see me live on the road, lewisofskanks.com. If you're watching this, October, I'm all over the place. I'm in Houston, Sacramento, San Francisco, Portland, Oregon, Portland, Maine, and more. Subscribe to Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. Use the promo code LOS. Get a save $1.50 a month. You get a bonus episode of this show that we do every single week. And you get pre-release on all of our episodes, ad-free episodes, uncensored episodes. And check out all the other pods we do. I do Real Ass Podcasts and The Regs and, of course, Story Wars right here on the Gas Digital Network. Crushing it.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates, everybody. I'm all over the road rest of the year. After Skankfest, I'm in Spokane, St. Louis, Buffalo, Philadelphia, back home for Thanksgiving, and then Boston coming up in December, all kinds. Look for a city near you at BigJComedy.com. Check out Story Wars right here on Gas Digital. Everyone's favorite new game show. And of course, The Bonfire with me and the great Robert Kelly, 5 days a week, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103. Davey.
Yeah, guys, I'm excited for fucking Skankfest this week. It's pretty. This is the best week of Legion of Skank. So thank you guys all for coming out tonight. And then in October, I'll be at the Detroit House of Comedy and the Comedy Club of Kansas City. So come see me there. Then Poughkeepsie, Philadelphia, Bozeman, Montana, ComicDaveSmith.com for all of those dates. And, of course, PartOfTheProblem.com for people who love the Part of the Problem podcast. Go support us over there. Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys all for coming out tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You guys are just jealous because Tim Duncan wanted me.
I am upset.
I'm blown away by the fact that Tim Duncan wanted
me. Dude, I say it to my girlfriend all the time. I go, Tim Duncan wanted me, bitch.
Yeah. Just know, your man's got options, bitch.
I've put up with this smelly fucking shit.
What's the, not to go back to, but one of our notes here says on the P. Diddy thing, Kevin Hart video. What is that?
Yeah, dude, we played it at the last time I was on your show. They used to wrestle for cornflakes.
The original thing about him and Usher and stuff.
The girl where her hair caught on fire? That one?
No, I don't know that one.
Well,
that's the video that's going around.
So I'll just say, Kurt and Jay, you guys both came up in the game with Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Do you think
he'd do anything
to be
famous?
Jeffrey Epstein of our time.
No, I bet Kevin's seen some fucking wild shit.
Of course he has. Yeah. The stories of you and him are fucking crazy. Don't tell them.
Whenever we do stuff together, he tells a bunch of those stories.
Well, the question is, when you get to the top and you got to do like a Nexium, but of getting your butt fucked. It's like Nexium. Just think of Nexium. That's how the whole system works.
So with the gun in the butt thing, you guys are just trying to like make it?
Yo, all your favorite hair metal. Remember
after
the guy?
We do this, it's on, dude. The devil's going to see this one.
Episode one's the gun in the butt challenge. Episode three is the freak off.
Yo, you know the guy from Warrant? Laney something?
Janie Lane.
Yeah, he got raped by probably the dude from Iron Maiden.
What?
The gay one, Rob Halford. Or David Lee Roth. Or...
Kurt's just trying to get Jay to be interested in these stories.
I don't have to.
Fieldy from Korn raped Shavo Adagian from System of a Down.
No!
It was pretty crazy,
it's
dude.
A new metal
holocaust.
I don't
throw that shit around, dude. I don't throw around hair metal fucking accusations.
Who is it? Is it got? You said
it's possibly Rob Halford, possibly David
Who's
Lee Roth.
Saying it? Because Janie Lane's been dead for a long time.
That's right. His
he died from fat face.
Remember Cherry? Yeah.
Bobby Brown.
He died like the whale, like
You're saying his wife died. Bobby Brown, Cherry Pie.
She wrote a book about it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And fucking what's his name from Earl Skakel interviewed her on a thing. But didn't say, so I text him, I'm like, dude, who was it? And he goes, I think it was either David Lee Roth or Rob Halford. Yeah.
Yeah. What?
They Kurt, had you, too you, much you, pussy, you don't get it?
Kurt, you can't throw out a giant accusation like that and be like, it's either this guy or that guy, but whatever.
I'm telling you what I was told by somebody from the area that talked to the people involved.
I just love how Kurt has nothing but Tim Duncan inside information now all of a sudden.
No, it's not secret. Hey, you can look it up.
When's the last time you had a massage and talk about pedophilia in Hollywood?
Do you believe the earth is flat? No.
Do you believe this dick is fat? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Now spread it open.
I'll tell you what.
I'm going to hit your butthole with my spit from 3-point land. Puy. Swish. Now comes the owie.
That's more of a Larry Bird.
Kurt, is that the only time a gay guy's ever hit on you?
No.
Yeah.
It's the best time.
It's my. That's the number one pull I've ever got. Sure.
Yeah.
That's the finest dick I've pulled.
It feels good though, right? When gay guys hit on you, it feels kind of like, oh,
dude,
shit.
The only problem was the five straight guys weirdly looking at it like it wasn't happening.
No.
Yeah, like if you're gonna stare,
could have been my moment.
If you're gonna stare, pull your dicks out.
What?
Those are the guys that are going to wear the black robes for the ceremony.
Because it's not about being gay. It's about power. You understand? Your butthole's like a power socket that they plug their iPhone into to recharge their fucking... I'm telling you how they feel.
I think it's a little bit about being gay.
Kim, do powerful men ever hit on you, or
poor.
Is it just losers?
Powerful men?
Do powerful men ever try to, like,
more powerful men than losers.
Who's the most powerful man that you can call out right now for doing something inappropriate?
She'll get sued. She can't say it.
But, Kim, is it better than Tim Duncan? That's all I want to know.
Yes.
It's a fucking Rothschild.
1,000%.
A Rothschild?
Yes.
Hit on
Kim? I'm fucking her shit up by telling you.
Kim, you know, I love you. I've always... Kim, I have nothing but the highest opinion of you, but a Rothschild...
You don't know this story?
Dude, what if it was...
No, she don't want me to tell it. It's real.
What if it was David Robinson?
Happened.
No. He's getting confused. It was David Lee Rothschild.
It was David Lee... David Lee Rothschild.
Oh, but that doesn't get a chant, you fucking cocksuckers?
That was... No, that was... That was excellent. All right.
So you can't call out any powerful men. Can I call out?
No.
Remember when,
no.
At the diner?
No.
At the diner?
Tell me in my ear.
Wait, Lewis wants to call out the most famous dude to ever hit Kim at
fine.
A diner.
No. Me and Kim were dating.
Because this is not a sexual.
No, it wasn't.
All right, fine. I'll call it out right here. The owner of the diner. He tried to fuck him.
Who was it?
Fuck you, Patricios.
We were at the diner one night after the Comedy Store in L.A., and we were hanging out with Drew Carey.
Nice.
Yeah.
He rocks.
And Drew Carey was just like keyed in on Kim the whole time, and I was just fuming in the corner. I'm getting cucked by fucking Drew Carey. And then, did you give him your number? Did he text you?
Yeah.
Oh, I was so fucking, you slut. You gave Drew Carey your number. Oh, I'm getting mad again right now.
Yeah, to
he goes, Lewis.
Kim.
She thought there was gonna be an opportunity from Drew Carey. Oh.
But I wasn't trying to, like, that's what I was telling him. I was like, what do you think, I'm going to go fuck Drew Carey tonight? Like,
Cleveland rocks, dude.
The point that I was making was that he thought you were going to fuck him. That's why.
He absolutely did not think I was going to fuck him.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yes, he did.
By the way, I'll tell you right now, the room mostly thinks you're going to fuck Drew Carey. So you and Lewis were together.
Yes.
And you gave Drew Carey your number in front of Lewis.
Yes, but only because I was...
Ah, that's rough.
Can I finish?
That's rough.
Fuck you! I'm a real ass dude! Fuck you!
Drew!
Wait, hold on, why are you in front of me?
You gotta let me finish my sentence.
All right.
You have to let me finish my sentence.
All right, go ahead, Kim.
I gave him my number because I was booking him to do me and Sarah's podcast. In front of Lewis.
To do her and Sarah's podcast.
Which I didn't do because he got mad when he got my number, so I never did it.
Yo, Jay, you want to hear a great version of, like, of that story of a person trying to fuck your girlfriend?
Please.
So my girl, we were at...
Did Drew Carey fuck Lewis?
No.
I swear, I'm going to love this.
Okay. It's my girlfriend's birthday, and me and her and this comic, Harrison, and a couple of people at dinner at I can't remember where, in L.A. And Jenna's sitting here, and she goes, you know, this Rod Stewart-looking guy keeps, like, staring at me, okay? So I'm like, what? And I look over, and I just see the back of a guy, okay? And he has, like, Dragon Ball Z hair, like Rod Stewart. I'm like, I'm looking and I see his size. I'm like, wait, I think that is Rod Stewart. I go, no shit. And then, he says he's staring at us. So I'm like, do I know Rod Stewart? Okay, but
what a hilarious Kurt Metzger thought. He's like, do I know Rod Stewart?
Yeah, because I'm being misled. Because she had her tits visible, and basically he turned all the way around in his chair with a martini glass. I just stared at her to catch her eye, and she wanted to make it okay, so she said he was staring at us, but us was her tits.
Yeah.
So I'm cracking up when she tells me the whole story. I'm like, you want his autograph? Hey, Rod, sign my girlfriend's tits. Don't worry, baby, I'll handle this. Go, Rod, come here, sign my girlfriend's tits.
I
would have been like, do you want to do my podcast?
Do you remember the girl Stacy I used to hang out with a little
bit? Yes.
I was backstage with her. She wasn't my girlfriend or anything.
It's a brutal story, dude.
Overall, but this was backstage at a concert one time. We were hanging out, and she goes, the band Disturbed invited us onto their bus, definitely for her.
Yes.
And then we were sitting, and the lead singer literally did like come sit here, like in the booth on the tour bus. And she did. And then I was like, we actually really have to go. And the fucking, and.
Yo, but.
We left.
It sounds weird, but this chick was hot in a way that every dude thinks she's into them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With the three of us, me, you, and your friend Glenn, all thought she liked each of us. She's a dumb whore, too, by the way.
What'd you say?
Stacey was a dumb whore.
A dumb whore? Yeah, that girl was a dumb slut.
Oh, be nice.
She really was.
She was awful.
She's a nurse now.
Oh.
Hey, that's Jay's girlfriend you're
talking
about.
She helped veterans, actually.
Do you think nurses aren't dumb sluts? Every nurse I've ever met in my life is a slut.
Yeah.
They're pigs.
Okay.
That's who fucks me a lot, is nurses.
That's why people used to cheer for them. It was because they were sluts.
She's a nurse pig, then. I don't care.
She's a healer, is how I look at it.
I had to pull her away from getting gangbanged by Disturbed.
From treating their...
You think you saved her?
Do you know that guy from Disturbed has to go out still every night and do that song where he goes, Mommy, please just let me be. I just want to be. Leave me alone, Mommy. Stop hitting me, Mommy.
Do you think he does that part?
100% he does.
He does it live? No.
100%
he does
it live.
He has to.
On my life.
We got some big Disturbed fans in the middle of this crowd. Right
they were there. Also kind of too old. Like, that guy was always kind of old.
I know, but now it sounds... But you weren't old.
By the
now
time
it
you're
sounds
in your late
crazy.
40s, you're like, maybe get over it, dude.
Yeah.
You're rich now.
So I'm calling her Mommy.
So I said Papa Roach still has to go out and do like, I know my mommy loves me, but does my daddy even care? It's like, who gives a fuck, dude? You're 60. You got to put that to sleep.
Aren't talk you to a him, father?
Talk to him or walk away. People love my parenting skills. People love my family advice.
Whoop, whoop.
Hey,
whoop.
Goddamn right.
Lewis.
What?
Oh, you want the blunt. That's right. By the way, Kurt, we had a bag of weed on the table for us to roll, and then it was just gone.
I thought we just got a bag for coming on the show.
I was like, Kurt, I was like, you see the bag of weed? He was like, oh, yeah, it's in my pocket. You just stole our weed?
I thought everybody had their individual bag. I'm used to getting presents when I do shows. Tim Duncan would have given me. Tim said I could have anything.
You guys need to have a celebrity name together. Tim Duncan, Kurt.
Fuck. Well, Kurt.
Dirt. Turt.
You want to know who's going to go down next?
Hyper Turt.
Kerp with a P is how you say it.
Dirk.
It's Kerp.
Kerp.
That's what's...
Do you think Tim Duncan's going to come back to the club and then you're going to have a weird, like...
Do you think he's going to hear this when we put it out on the internet?
I hope he fucking does. I want him to sue me.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, that'd be so funny if you got sued by Tim Duncan for calling him out.
For what?
Yeah,
for
Kurt, that was your shot at great power forwards from the 90s, all right?
Oh, dude.
So if you think you're going to clean up with Charles Barkley or Karl Malone, it's over.
Kurt?
You think it's a good life, but you don't want that life.
Kurt, if it was a Philadelphia 76er, I would have told you to fuck him, take his blood.
I know.
Fucking everything you could have possibly done to make sure I get courtside seats.
Because you're a de facto Satanist.
Yes. But Tim Duncan, fuck that island jerk off. Fuck him.
Why is it that island people either love me or hate me?
There's no in between. Well, we love you, Kurt. Kurt Metzger and Kim Congdon, thank you so much for being here on the show.
What a show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Austin, Texas, Creek in the Cave, for having us. We love you guys, man. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time on Legion of Skanks. Until then, peace.
Been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
Who else we fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
If you're trying to watch a retard draw a swastika, it's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
That's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.